Matthew chapter 20. Now I'm going to be talking about our work tonight, and especially the bus ministry. The bus ministry is the greatest tool of the church tonight for reaching out and reaching other people. The bus ministry. If you look at Matthew chapter number 20, it says this: "For the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. And again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. And you know, the story goes on down through there, and they got to griping about how much they was getting paid. But the bottom of verse 6, what I'm going to preach about tonight, the last part of verse 6, where he said, Why stand ye here all the day idle? Now, the bus ministry tonight, that every family in this church can be involved in to one extent or the other. Don't give me this stuff of I'm not called to be in the bus ministry. I've never felt called to be in it either. You see a need, and you do something about that need. That's all there is to it. It's a need. Tim, I want you and Andrew come here a second. Go over there and pick up that piano. That right there. Just pick it up and hold it up over your shoulders right quick. Now, these are two Christians. They're two Christian guys, and their job is to move piano. Go ahead. Hurry. My goodness, y'all. You like that man I was behind coming to church tonight. One of you get on one side of it. One of you get on the other side of it. All right. Now, here I am, and here's all of y'all. They're going to move the piano. Just pick it, see if you can pick it straight up. Now, I'm just going to be sitting here saying, Boy, let's pray the Lord will help us get this piano moved. Let's pray the Lord will help us get this piano moved. I'm really praying the Lord will help move this piano. Boys, hurry. Try a little harder. I don't understand why our piano ain't getting moved. I don't understand why, easy does it there. I don't understand, did you see them almost, they about tore up our piano. I don't understand this. Now what would you say if you'd say, well listen you big sorry thing, get over there and help them, wouldn't you? Ain't that what you'd say? Sure you would. But you know, we got, the churches are full of people wondering why nothing ain't going on. Well, duh. If every one of us got over here, we could pick that thing up just like that. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the Lord looks at you and says, Why are you standing here idle? Why? Why? Now you say, Brother Dan, we got plenty of bus work. Yeah, but you know what? So much more could happen. Okay, fellas, y'all can sit down. Did you know tonight, I'll be on this one right here, Brother Mike, on this video. And you know tonight that there's so much can be done in the bus ministry. And if everybody would pitch in, we need people to bring snacks for the kids to eat on the buses. We need people that'll help in junior church, just crowd control, you know, and help making things, decorating for our fall program coming up, Sunday school teachers, workers, bus workers. Everybody, I'm going to challenge you again. I will challenge you tonight. I want to see everybody. I've already told my girls, y'all plan on going on bus route during this fall program. I want everybody here to at least go one time with one of our workers. You'll never look at it the same. You'll never look at it. It's like going to New Orleans. We see it on TV. And we see it. Boy, there's a bad. That's that house. That's burnt down. There's a flooded. But boy, if you see that thing the panoramic view there, buddy, and see all that, you'd be shocked beyond the end. There's nothing like seeing it in person. You would never be the same if you went on bus route one Saturday. It would help you. So I'm going to see if I can get a picture here. Everybody's kicked this thing and everything. And I'm going to show you just a little quick video. It won't take me 5 minutes. And this is something they put together at Hammond, Indiana, at Dr. Jack Howell's church. And so I know he's dead, but he's still the pastor. And that's right, he is. They don't do nothing he don't say don't do right now. And so anyway, I want to show you this, and I just want to, it's a blessing. You might see yourself, you bus workers, and then, so as soon as I get a picture, knock them lights off back for me back there on the very back, somebody. Amen. Could you do that? And then Brother Mike, you can control. Okay. Go ahead, Brother Mike. Give me up just a little bit. Good.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Get it up. Get him out just a little. Wrong one. You know the wrong one. Back to that one.
Driving this route?
About 32 years.
What's kept you going all this time?
Mac McDonald's coffee.
Let's give it. We love.
love you, Brother Moffitt.
What? Hey!
To second grade, you're going to go with Miss Karen right here.
I love you. I'm cute.
Back there now. Amen. I'm going to show you some more of that later, a couple of Sunday nights from now. But you know what? We can do that, folks. God's blessed us with a great bus ministry. We have right now the largest bus ministry in Burke County. Right now. We already have it right now. And I love it and I thank God for it. But I want to say a couple of things tonight that might challenge every bus worker and every mom and every dad. Did you hear that man say he'd been driving that bus 32 years? Somehow or another, we've done it 3 years. It's time for us to quit and let somebody else do it. Or we've done it for 5 years. It's time for us to quit and let somebody else do it. You don't read anything about retiring in the Bible. You don't retire, you refire and get a fresh burden. And get on fire for bus kids. Some of you right now, you're sitting there thinking, oh my goodness, I know what's going to happen. He's going to preach on the bus ministry and I'm going to feel guilty. And then I'm going to feel like God wants me to. Well, you ought to thank God and shout. You can feel a little bit of burden from bus kids. I mean, my Lord, people, look how good God's been to us. Look how good God's been to us. I mean, we're sitting here tonight saved in our right mind. We've had good food today. We've lived in houses with air conditions in it, most of us. And we have air-conditioned cars, most of us. God's been blessing us, and we've got our name in the book of life. And we're not going to hell when we die. And brother, the least we can do is have a burden for a little boy or a little girl. I want to say three things tonight, and then we're going to talk a little bit more and have a meeting. How can we stand idly by? How can we just sit and watch everybody else do the work? How can we just sit? I'm talking to you, Mama, who has hours and hours and hours a week that you could do something, help, make something and help bus kids. I'm talking about you, Daddy, who goes and plays golf all day on your day off or whatever. And ain't nothing wrong with playing golf, but you ought to give some time to the Lord. There ain't nothing wrong with staying at home making a dress or working in your flower garden, but we ought to give some time to the Lord. Amen. I've got plenty of stuff needs to be done around my house, and you do too. I found out that if you wait till you get everything done, you will never go. You will never do nothing. You'll never go soul winning. You'll never work on a bus route as long as you think, well, I need to do this, and I'm busy. We're all busy. Everybody's busy. You see them boys out knocking on doors? They're busy. They've got bills to pay. They've got car payments to make. They've got house payments to make. They've got a family to feed many times. But we have got to make up our mind that those little boys and girls are worth some of our time. I like that boy. Get them on there and say, we are the bus kid. We are the bus kid. Mighty, mighty bus kid. Mighty, mighty bus kid. I'm telling you, and they are. Praise God, they are. Thank God, they are. Sometimes I believe the Lord looks down and he sees us going after that little kid who maybe don't have a lot and maybe who's a little poor. And brother, the Lord looks down and says, I'll bless that church.
You know what God did? God sent somebody, I don't even know whose name, some fellow down in Shelby. Now I got a check, I think, I don't know if I got it in my pocket or got it home in a letter. This guy sent us a check for $1,000. Just said donation to help it out. Why do you think stuff like that happens? God moves on somebody's heart down there when he sees us trying to do his work. I found out a long time ago, if I'll do his work and I'll be interested in what he's interested in, then he'll take care of my needs and my problems and our church. Amen? I know everybody's wanting us to have a building and a church. I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you, you listen to me, I'm telling you, if we'll go after sinners and we'll get them in here, I'm telling you, I know the Lord good enough to know God Almighty will provide us a place to put them in. Amen? Amen! I'm telling you tonight, brother, I want us to get more excited than we've ever been. I want us to say, James chapter 1 and verse 22 said, be doers of the word of God, not just hearers only. The Lord said, look on the fields, for they are white unto harvest. How about it, folks? How about it? We ought to have a bunch of people out here. Ladies fix breakfast on Saturday during the whole program. Some of you mamas and daddies say, I'm going to go with you Saturday. I'm going to go with so-and-so Sunday. I'm going to go. We got Sabrina's here. I have some. I'm even having to go just her and one or two more, and Miss Desi and them helps her on her route. We got Miss Alicia getting ready to have a baby, and she's going to be out for at least a half a Saturday when she has that baby, maybe even a whole Saturday. I'll tell you, that's right. And brother, I'm not joking. And listen, you know why? Because there's not many people pick up the slack. Amen. They had a fight on the bus this evening on the way home, and Janet had to stop them and beat them up. Ain't that right? That's what I heard. Amen. But listen, brother, that ain't right. That ain't right. Some of you men could turn on there and say, hey, Brother Mike needs a little help. Some of you men could say, hey, I'll help you out, Brother Mike. I'll help you. Listen, if God's blessed us with help, and God's blessed us with a church, and God's blessed us with a Bible, we ought to have a burden for little boys and little girls that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. They're going to hell by the millions. They're burning in hell. They're screaming in hell tonight that don't know the Lord. And if churches like ours don't reach them. Let me tell you people something. I got a great, great opportunity for all you divorcees and separatees. Whatever that is. I got a great opportunity for you. I meet people we got a bunch here in our church. Everywhere I go, people say, I'm separated from my husband or I'm divorced. I have the greatest suggestion for you. Get in the bus ministry. Mean that, brother. You want God to bless you with a husband or a wife? I'm telling you, the Lord might be blessing you yet because you ain't got one. And you ain't got enough sense to realize it. If you want God to bless you, you ought to just say, hey, I'm going to get myself interested. Many of you, some of you know a friend of mine named Jack Sparks. Jack lives up in Marion. And years ago, I don't think he'd mind me say I done said it. But years ago, Jack come to my house. Well, at one time, he's having marriage problems years and years and years ago. His wife had left him, and Jack came to my house, and he said, Brother Danny, he said, I don't know what I'm going to do. He said, I can't stand to go home alone at night. He said, I'm in that big old house by myself. And he said, what am I going to do? I don't want a divorce. I said, Brother Jack, my heart breaks for you, man. I said, Jack, my heart breaks for you. He'd sit there and hold his head with his hands and cry. And I've seen him sit there and cry. Crying tears run down his face. I said, Jack, he said, what am I going to do, preacher? He'd get nervous. If you ever been through anything like that, it'll tear your nerves up. Anybody in here better been through a divorce? Somebody, you talk about rough, somebody dying in the family ain't nothing compared to going through a divorce. I've heard people say, you know, my aunt died and that's the worst thing I've ever been through. Boy, you've had a great life. That's the worst thing you ever been through. And I'm not belittling that, but a divorce, it ain't a sin somebody die. I mean, it don't dishonor God when somebody died. But divorce tears up everything. And it never ends. It's always there. And boy, old Jack sat there and had his hand on his face like that. He began to cry. I said to Jack, I said, I don't know what to tell you. My heart, I love you, man. I'm praying for you. And he was hurting. I mean hurting on the inside. If you've ever been through that, you hurt in your stomach for days and months and sometimes years. And I see some of you nod your head. It hurts, brother. It's a gnawing in your stomach that you can't get out. And it's just there day and night. You wake up in the middle of the night worrying about it. It's the first thing in the morning. You go out in public, you feel ashamed, like you're dirtier, like people's looking down on you. And then you meet some Christian that looks at you like, well, if you was what you ought to be, this wouldn't have ever happened. You know, some idiot like that. And boy, there's always somebody to tell you how sorry you are. It's rough. And I remember telling Brother Jack, brother, I'll be praying. Well, about that time, this lady called me, and she said, is this Danny Castle? And I said, yes, it is. She said, Danny, I want to ask you something. She said, do you have a class in your church for handicapped people? And I said, I didn't say this, but I thought about our whole church. And she said, do you have a class for handicapped people? I said, no, ma'am, we don't. And she said, well, I keep these boys. She said, they're mentally slow. She said, they're not, you know, completely normal. They're in their 30s, 35, and some of them 28, 25. And she said, we've took them to several churches and said nobody seems to want them. The churches, people stare at them because they don't smell good always, and they make noises, and they slobber. And she said, people make fun of them, and the kids laugh. She said, I'm looking for a church that'll make a class for them. And I said, well, you have them there Sunday morning, and I'll have you a classmate. And you know what? The Lord must put this in my mind, because I look back now, and it was just perfect. But then I didn't realize it. And the first thing I thought was, call Brother Jack. I went like a lot of these preachers say, oh, bless God, he needs to get his own life straightened out before he tries to do anything. Listen, brother, we all got things we need to if you wait till everything's perfect, if you wait till everything's perfect before you do anything for God, you know when you'll do something? Never. There's always going to be something wrong. There's always going to be something out of whack. And I got on the phone and called Jack. I said, Jack, have you ever done any Sunday school teaching? He said, no. No, Lord, Brother Danny, I'm about ready to commit suicide. I said, I got a job for you Sunday morning. You be there, and you're going to have some retarded people to teach. And he said, Brother Danny, you sure I can do it? I said, yes, sir, you can do it. And you know what Jack did? Jack got in that class. He brought in about six or eight of them that morning. Then the other homes started coming. Then the other homes started coming. Then the other home. We wound up, most of y'all remember our special citizens. There was about 60 of them finally. The boys carry keeps now, some of them. And there was about 60 of them every single week, and that absolutely brought Jack through his valley. He'd get up there and cry. He'd weep with them people. He'd get up there. Listen, the best way in the world to get your mind off your trouble is to see somebody else that's having just about a trouble, worse trouble than you are. And brother, next thing you know, you'll be shouting about your problems. Amen. Brother, I tell you, I've been down before and thinking, poor little old me, you know, I'm pitiful. And boy, I got out there and visited some people. And by the time I was going back to my car, I was going, woo! God's been good to me. Hallelujah. Because they're a lot worse shape than I am. Say amen. And brother, old Jack, he's laid in there for years, and God's blessed that ministry. And I believe a lot of times that God in heaven looked down and he said, them was looking after them people who can't look after their self. I'm going to bless that church. And brother, if we care for those who can't care for their self, God will look down and God will bless us. We've got to get our mind on poor people. We've got to get our mind on black kids and little Spanish kids and little kids that can't help themselves that society don't want. And if we'll reach out to them, God will bless our church. I know I will never be called in this county to speak at the ministerial assignation. Thank God. I wouldn't waste a Monday morning fooling with it. You say, well, oh, our pastor is going to speak at the ministerial association this Monday morning. And, oh, our pastor is going to be at the luncheon for the ladies. No, he ain't neither. Well, I'll tell you what I will do. I'll get a bunch of little kids. I brought some of them tonight. I had six of them this morning. I'll let them sit on my lap, brother. And if they wipe a booger on my foot, I'll flip it back on them. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell them that Jesus loves them and try to help them and be a blessing to them. And I 10 times rather be doing that. Tell you the truth, you can stick me in a room full of teenagers and I'm about 50 times more comfortable than in a room full of preachers. I mean, I can't help it. That makes me a weirdo. Whatever. I can't help it. Somehow or another, I feel safer. I don't know why. Them preachers, they just make me nervous. It's like this. They say, well, how are you, brother asshole? I can't stand that. I can't stand that. Because in the back of their mind, they're thinking, I don't think I like him. You know, they're fake, man. Somebody of them is fake. And it's, how's your work going? It's going great. And the back of their mind, you're good. You know, like, listen, man, I don't care nothing about that. I don't care anything about being up there on the preacher ladder. But I tell you what I do care about. I do would like to see that tent full of young'uns out there, boy, and saying, we are the bus kid. We are the bus kid. Mighty, mighty bus kid. Mighty, mighty bus kid. That's what I care about. Amen, brother. I tell you what, I like to see them go. How can we sit idly by when there's work to be done? How can you ladies sit here every Sunday, knowing Alicia is about to pop with a baby and making her handle the bus kids every Sunday? That's like me sitting there watching them boys trying to move that piano. Saying, is that the best you can do? Amen. You want God to bless your life? You want God to bless you? I'll tell you this. It's in my notes, but I'm just going to tell you this and I'll be through in a minute. People's asked me all my life, how did you get them girls to turn out good as they have? And I mean, I know my girls ain't perfect. They made their mistake. But I'm telling you, I thank God for my girls back there. I do. I joke around a lot about it and everything. But I've never had no trouble out of none of them. And that don't make me an expert daddy. I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you what I believe. I had people tell me nearly 20 years ago, I had bunches of people tell me. I had preachers tell me. They said, Danny, you cannot raise girls, three girls, a man with girls. If it was boys, it would seem different, but a man and three, you cannot raise them girls, pastor church, and travel all over the country preaching revivals. They said, it can't be done. And I said, you watch and see if it can't. And I was scared to death. I said, oh God, what am I going to do? But I told them, you watch. Because I've always believed that I can do whatever God wants me to do. And I'm going to tell you something about Brother Danny. If I ever get it through my thick noggin, God wants me to do something, you better hide and watch, buddy, because me and the Lord's coming on through. Amen. And I mean that. I'm telling you tonight. It takes me a while to get it through my head. But if God ever gets it in there just right, it's coming. Amen. And brother, I'm telling you tonight, I ain't very big, but I got a mighty, mighty big God. And He made the world. He put the stars out there and shine them in the planets, brother. And God Almighty will help us do whatever He wants us to do. You think God can't bless a fool out of Shining Light Baptist Church? You've been listening to the wrong guppers. Had a bunch of people saved in a revival. I'll tell you about my girls in a minute. Had a bunch of people saved in a revival here a while back. Somebody went and told this priest, said, Danny Castle preached some more and a whole bunch of people got saved. He said, well, that's not God using him. That's just God honoring His word. I got sick and tired of hearing that. They told me, they said, he told me, Brother Danny, that the Lord didn't bless you. It's just God honoring His word. And I said, well, He must not be preaching the word then. Amen. Amen. Why don't he preach it and let God honor it? I'm sick and tired of that, brother. Listen, they can throw on us off if they want to. They can throw off on us all day long. They can make fun of us. They can say I'm a no-counter. They can laugh. I'm telling you, if God Almighty ever gets in us just right and puts a burden in our soul, we can do whatever God wants us to do. And buddy, I'll tell you what happened. They told me, they said, there's no way you can raise them girls, period. They said, man can't raise girls. And I mean, buddy, we've done some stuff now. We've done some stuff. Yeah, I've went down the road many a time. Sunday morning, telephone ring. Preacher? Yes. I'm fixing chocolate milk over here, sir. Preacher? Yes. I got my Bible right here trying to study for my Sunday school lesson. Here, honey, drink it. Preacher, one of my young'uns got a snotty nose. We won't be there today. Can you get somebody to teach my class? Whole family stays out. There ain't no reason why daddy can't keep them Sunday morning if they're that bad off. Mama come to church and then switch it back the other way. Listen, I took mine to church when they was sick. Didn't have no choice. And then here come one and got jelly on her dress. And you can wipe it off, it ain't red jelly. If it's red jelly, it will not come off. I say, well, it just looks like part of it, honey. It's got them little spots on it. I mean, we go down the road, boy, and I'd be praying, oh, God bless the services today, slinging diapers out the window, going down the Highway 70. That's right. You're crazy if you think I'm going to leave a diaper in my car. Amen. Them prisoners need some work to do. And it ain't going, I ain't picking up diapers. And my God, you can jump. Getting quiet in here. I heard a lady from South Carolina told me, she said, I was going to preach, she said, are you going to tell about your girls tonight? She said, I just love it when you tell about them girls. She said, that helps me with my kids when you get up there and tell about what you and them girls been through. We've been through it now, there ain't no doubt about it. But sometimes I wonder, night after night after night after night after night, I'm talking about 30 or 40 nights. I'm talking about thousands of nights. When I'd drive home at 11:30 at night and Carrie had called me and I said, are they asleep? She said, yeah, they're asleep. What time are you going to be home? I said, well, it looks right now, honey, about maybe 12:30. I said, you on to sleep? She'll be asleep. Or just barely go to sleep. Years and years and years. And the devil and a lot of people said, you're going to travel all over this country preaching. And I did. And you know what I think? I don't know if this is right or not. I don't know if this is even the truth, but it's what I believe. So don't try to change my mind. I believe that God looked down and said, you know what? You're out there trying to get these other teenagers to get right. I'm just going to put my hand over yours and take care of them. I believe he did that. There ain't no other explanation for it. I couldn't be a mama and a daddy. I can't be a mama and I was a sorry daddy. The only explanation is God said, you're over here doing what I'm interested in. I'm going to take care of yours. And I believe tonight, instead of having a bake sale trying to raise money, if a church would go out there and try to get kids in and get them saved, God would supply the money they need. See, we're after sinners. The bus kids. The mighty, mighty bus kids. Y'all go to ball games. Every one of you can go to ball games when you got a kid playing or a grandkid playing. I don't see why y'all couldn't give some time to the bus ministry. Sure, the devil's going to fight you. Excuse me. Sure he is. There's been a lot of times I took off to preach and one of them crying. And I'd go down the driveway crying. God, what am I going to do? I can't go back. Then there's 200 people waiting on me down there, and they're supposed to have their teenagers there tonight, and they're on drugs and in trouble, and they're trying to, and I'm here. I am supposed to youth preacher and come in, and they're all going to get saved. And being God, what am I going to do about mine? And I'd call somebody and say, check on them, go sit with them. Y'all just don't. You don't get to hype the picture. But I believe through the years that the Lord said, if you take care of my work, I'll take care of your needs. Now, I'll back start this thing over tonight. And this time I want you to put yourself in here. And I want you to look at this again. And keep it on that same micro just a little bit more.
And let's watch it. Come on, hit them lights again. There. Hold on just a second. See if we got it here.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Driving this route?
About 32 years.
What's kept you going all this time?
Black McDonald's coffee.
Thank you. high school, when you come on this bus, understand that Jesus loves you.
My daughter.
Hey, look, they gave me a dollar.
See?
Amen. All right, now. Here this evening that you say, you know what, I'd really like to do something for the bus ministry, but there's no way I can give up 4 hours every Saturday, and that's probably true for many of you. I think Tammy told me Sunday before last y'all got home at 5 o'clock, right? That's what time they got home, 5 o'clock off the bus on Saturday. But you could give. You could come once a month. You could help them, the kids off the bus, help Ms. Kay and them get them in junior church. Sometimes, you know, we have one late. You could help them get them in their Sunday school classes. Some of you are saying, boy, my mom and daddy wouldn't let me because gas is so high. Or my wife would get mad at me because she makes me work around the house on Saturday. Listen, if you get mad at your husband or your wife for trying to reach some kids, you need to get your heart right, buddy. Amen. I mean, I like to stay home on Saturday too, but listen, if we're going to have a ministry, there is no way to have it without sacrifice. Sacrifice. And they're worth it. I want everybody who went out on bus route yesterday to come up here just a second, and we're going to say a word to them. Everybody.